Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Raymond J. Klein is retired. His career was that of an advertising commercial photographer. He developed innovative lighting techniques during his career, which made his work in demand by advertising clients. He earned a Master of Photography degree in 1976 with the Professional Photographers of America. You've seen his work published in magazines such as McCall's, Vogue, Popular Mechanics, U.S. News & World Report, Family Circle, USA Today, Popular Photography and Imaging, various catalogs, and more. Recently, his work was included, first prize-winning photograph in Popular Photography Magazine's 23rd Annual International Contest, which included the work of other photographers coming from more than 90 cities around the world. He's now a resident of Vancouver, Washington, and a member of the Mosaic Art Group. His career was mainly in Chicago, where he lived and worked until retiring in 1995. Raymond is author of Visions of Light, inspirational poetry, stunning photography, called a masterpiece, a brilliant book, recipient of a Pacific Book Review 5-star review and a Reader's Favorite 5 stars, a unique collection offering astonishing abstract photographic interpretations of light and scenes from nature combined with luminous inspirational verse. And new for Raymond Klein, the critically acclaimed Illuminations, earning a living with dynamic photography. We welcome back to This Week in America, Raymond Klein. Raymond, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, hi, Rick. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It is always a pleasure to talk about Visions of Light. This is just a stunning book, so well done. New book is Illuminations. Let's go back and talk about Visions of Light here for a second. Give me the inspiration for doing this, because it's really a unique presentation, isn't it?
Yes. What happened there was I had an exhibition I had entered, and I only had one image. That the exhibition called for one image only, and the one that I had put in, the exhibition was titled Images That Inspired Words, or Words That Inspired Images. And so I had my piece up there, and I saw all these poems, and I saw that they talked about images that I had. So I went and talked to the poets and got them to work up poems to go into the book. That was when I created that book. That was back in 2010 that I started to get that together. And it was published eventually by 2013. And then just recently, working with Page Turner Press and Media, we put a new cover onto the book, which is that prize-winning photograph that you just mentioned. Some of the cities that competition came from was from like Beijing and Hong Kong, London, Paris, wow. Rome. New York, Chicago, Seattle, Los Angeles, San Francisco, just to name a few biggies. But that was it inspired me to produce that book.
It's just amazing, and I love the new color. You can go to pageturner.us in the bookstore, see the book. The book's available wherever books are sold. You go to Raymond's website. That's Raymond J. Klein, K-L-E-I-N, author.com. All of those, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In fact, if you go to Raymond's website, you'll see a lot of brilliant examples of his work. Years in photography, you can see why he's an award-winning photographer. The new book you've got out, also so well done, receiving excellent reviews, is Illuminations. Tell me about the inspiration, the motivation behind writing that book.
Okay, Illuminations, again, is all talking about light. And the book really is a storybook, whereas the Visions of Light is more of a just individual little stories. But this is a continuing story, chapter after chapter. So this is a story about going from a $2 an hour camera operator, this is way back in 1956, to a $200 an hour photographer. That happened in 1976 when I earned my Master of Photography degree. and then learning the craft of photography, applying the knowledge, and discovering a photographer's billable time at $1,500 to $1,600 a day. It's about my life and how I got into the photographic advertising field, then transitioning into the art exhibition and selling photographic art.
You know, that's...
people kept asking me, how do you get into field? And so the book, that this book answers that question. And that was my inspiration to do this book.
And that book is Illuminations. It's now available. You'll find that as well at pageturner.us in the bookstore, at raymondjkleinauthor.com, the places where books are sold. I want to talk about one of the pictures in particular in the book Illuminations, Autumn Leaves. And I think that's a perfect example of having your work out there, somebody seeing it, liking it, and purchasing it.
That's right. Yeah, just recently, actually, I have sold a little bit over $2,000 worth of that particular image. I had it on display in the Hilton Hotel here in Vancouver, and a person from Idaho purchased a canvas version of it. And just recently, I had it a larger one, a 20-inch wide by 24-inch high image in a restaurant on display, and it sold over the Labor Day weekend just this past month.
That's just amazing.
My canvas image was $300, and by the time the tax people get their take and the gallery gets their take, I'll probably get a $200-some-dollar check.
Hopefully, a little left over by the time it gets down to you.
That particular image that you're looking at right there, I think, has that pink label on it, maybe, or a ribbon.
Yes.
It earned a People's Choice Award, and I received $100 for being the People's Choice Award. So that was kind of fun.
Well, it's so well done, and you'll find that in the book that's now available, the new book, that's called Illuminations.
That's right.
You'll find a picture of that at his website, raymondjkleinauthor.com. And again, all of these books available at pageturner.us in the bookstore. Let's talk a little bit about the challenges in putting these books together. Let's talk about Visions of Light, because you've got these two different aspects that you've got the pictures, you've got the poetry. What was that like working together and putting this into, putting all of that into the award-winning book?
Well, that was kind of challenging because I had all these poems. I emailed pictures to the poets. I had found four poets that were willing to work with me. So I would send them a picture of it over the internet, and then they would come up with these ideas and write poems and send them back to me, all, working over the internet. So I had all these pictures laid out on my dining room table, and when the poems came in, I'd have to print them and lay them out there and decide, I'd get two or three or four different versions from the poets, and so I would select the poem that worked the best with the image. So that was kind of fun doing that.
What were maybe some of the highlights in going back and putting together Visions of Light? And then also with the new book, Illuminations, telling your story. It's such an impressive story where you started at a young age, I think, with your dad's folding Kodak camera, and all of a sudden you're one of the country's premier photographers. What did the highlights, what the highlights in going back and putting both of these together, showing your work and then talking about your life?
That's right, yeah. Illuminations really is the story of my life, because what got me going was way back when I was in high school as a freshman. I sold one of my pictures to the Milwaukee Journal newspaper. That was the city where I was living and going to school. And it was published, and I received a check for $10. Wow, to me, at 14,
yeah. Yes.
I had a newspaper out peddling the newspaper that I had read about submitting your picture. And So at that time, I was already interested in photography and, you know, was doing photographs and making prints. And I sent this one in there. Well, by the time I got through high school, I had sold like about four or five pictures into that particular column. So I was, that was kind of exciting for me at that age, right?
Oh, yes, yes. That would just be, and obviously you remember that like it was yesterday when this happened.
That's right.
Raymond J. Klein, our
and
guest.
I happened to get the copies of that. My printer's copy just came the other day, actually. That's how recent this is published.
Wow.
Now, that picture came out very nice in the book. They printed it very large. It's like about an 8x8 size print of that particular picture that I sold way back in the 1940s. It's a picture of a cat playing with a canary. When my mother used to put the food in the canary's cage, the cat used to jump up on a ledge there and reach down towards the canary. And it made a terrific shot.
That's in Ray's new book, Illuminations, Earning a Living with Dynamic Photography. You'll find that. Well, let's go through the list because the books are available basically anywhere. Illuminations, literally hot off the press. You'll find them available for sale, all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. And, of course, from Raymond's site, RaymondJKleinAuthor.com, you'll find all of the books there, and you can link on to all of those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When was it that, and this would be, I'm sure, in the book Illuminations, when you realized the power of what you were doing, when you were taking a picture of a product and suddenly a company is using this in national advertising, seeing a spike in sales, and you realize, boy, there really is importance of what you were doing. You would, you know, a picture done well really is powerful, isn't it?
That's right. As a matter of fact, one of the first pictures in the book is a national advertisement for rugs. And I had another cat to have to work with in that particular picture. And it was a picture of four bathroom rugs suspended. And a Siamese cat again was lying on the rug nearest the camera. And then that, by that time, when I did that photograph, I had to shoot the picture with film that was 11 by 14 inches in size. So you can imagine the size of the camera that had to put that film into it. And so that particular story occupies maybe two or three pages in the book in itself, because I wanted to tell young people how a photographer actually puts a scene like that together. And we did one shot and the cat thought that the job was over and wanted to get off the set, you know, so we had to convince it to get back onto the set and, you know, do some more shots with this 11 by 14 film. But by the time we did get the picture processed and it got into the art director's hands, well, he was really just blown away, basically. You know, he was really happy with that particular picture. In the advertisement, I talk about it a lot in the book and how the set was constructed. Now, normally, you know, people say, well, how much effort does it take to do a photograph? You know, well, it took 3 days to build this, put this set together, so that we could, you know, contain the cat when it was on the set.
Yes.
You know, even though we'd have to catch it and put it back, but it was quite a challenge just putting that set together. And so that's, you know, a pretty interesting story in myself.
Well, that's in Illuminations, Earning a Living with Dynamic Photography. There's so much more to photography than pulling out your phone and taking pictures. And we'll learn from the master
in
this. Raymond knows exactly what he's doing.
Today, with digital photography, that picture could still be accomplished, but not with a phone, but probably with a better digital camera. You wouldn't have to use 11 by 14 film like I had to at that particular time.
Did
you know, doing doing the photography would be pretty much you'd still have to build that set.
Well,
so, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into doing a photograph for an advertisement, and that's why that particular picture, the art director told me that they sold millions of dollars worth of that product after the ad appeared. So that, you know, that really boosts your, you know, the art director's opinion of you.
Oh, yes.
As a photographer. And, you know, I got a lot of work from that particular client. As a matter of fact, 27 and a half years of work.
That's amazing.
And, you know, they kept supplying me with all kinds of work, and I talk about it in the book.
The book is Illuminations, Earning a Living with Dynamic Photography, just available. You'll find it at pageturner.us. You'll find it at raymondjkleinauthor.com. All those listed on our website. And the Visions of Light, we got a few minutes left in the program, going by so quickly. Let's talk about that, because this really is a stunning book. What do you hope people take away in reading book Visions of Life? What do you hope they feel, their emotions, after reading this book? Because there's really a lot of enjoyment with this book, isn't there?
That's right. Yeah, the poems that are written that go with the pictures are kind of enjoyable, you know, and very interesting. And there's one in particular, the picture is called The Newsboy. And that was a picture that I captured way back in 1957. And shortly after the book was, the initial book, after it was published, I realized that the stack of newspapers that was in the picture had the initials IKE on the headline. And so, gosh, that was General Ike.
Oh, yes.
That was his, his nickname. And so I went to the encyclopedia and found out that in 1957, he had sent 1,000 troops down to Little Rock, Arkansas. And going through Congress, we came out with the Civil Rights Act. And so I decided to write about that and put that into the newer version of the Visions of Light book now with the new cover. So that makes it kind of interesting right there. And the poem is, very descriptive.
It's just a job so well done by Raymond. It's a beautiful, it's just a gorgeous book, a welcome addition to anybody's library. If you've got the original edition, this one is different. The book cover, as I say, is just a picture you like to frame and put up on the wall by itself. It's so well done. You'll find all of this at Raymond's website. It's RaymondJKleinAuthor.com. Klein is K-L-E-I-N. All of this you find at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Spend a little time at the website. Enjoy the pictures there, the photographs that Raymond has, and then you can get information and order the books there as well. I mentioned the book available at pageturner.us in the bookstore. You've been working with them on the new book and the new cover, the new edition of Visions of Light. What's that experience been like in working with Page Turner?
Well, it's been very enjoyable. The printing process, these books now are printed on demand, so when you order the book, I don't know, it may take a week or two before you get it, because it has to go through the presses, either that or maybe they have to wait until I'm not sure exactly how it all works out. But the initial book, the first one with the light pattern on it, that was had to be printed somewhere else. And so I had to wait like 6 months to get the first printed copies of that. But today, they have that print on demand business, and it doesn't take that long to get copies of the book.
I mentioned you retired in 1995, moving out to the West Coast there. Retired, I have a feeling that's the incorrect word. Are you actually retired or working on something even as we speak? I have a feeling that you're always, the mind is at work, and that artistic eye is always out there looking for another picture.
Well, you know, once the photography bug grabs it, you know,
yep.
it hangs on pretty tight. So I became a member of this gallery, and I'm also involved in a camera club where we do things. As a matter of fact, that picture of the autumn leaves has already won two blue ribbons in my photography club competition.
Fantastic.
And as well as the pink ribbon that I got in my art gallery exhibitions. So that particular picture has gotten around quite a bit. But the, you know, so I am, you know, we have meetings twice a month using Zoom in my camera club. So that, you know, that keeps me going. And I'm also on the board of directors with our camera club. We have the regular meetings and determining what we want to do with all of the other members of the club. So we have field trips and we have, you know, little competitions. And now with the Zoom, we can actually look at the pictures that all the people in the club are submitting once a month into that particular competition. So it makes it kind of exciting to still keep, you know, going with all of my friends in the camera club and with the people that I'm involved with in the gallery. Yeah, so
it's amazing. Amazing the innovation, the technology out there with picture taking and being able to get together, even though you can't get together with people, actually, you know, be there. You can do it through Zoom and all of this. There is so much, so many opportunities out there. And Raymond, hopefully, are you working on a new book?
You know, I am.
Good. That was the answer I was looking for. So I'm glad to hear that. And hopefully we'll be able to talk about that as well. Now, the two books we're talking about, Visions of Light, Inspirational Poetry, Stunning Photography, Discovering Value in Your Photographic Imagery. And that includes photography tips from the author, Raymond J. Klein. That's available, the new cover. You'll find that at the usual places. I'll give you those in a second. And the new book, Illuminations, Earning a Living with Dynamic Photography. I'll direct you to pageturner.us in the bookstore. And for information on Raymond, the books, a chance to look at some of the stunning photography that he has. His website is RaymondJKleinAuthor.com. Of course, all of that on our website. Raymond, it's always great to talk with you. The time always goes by way too quickly, so we'll have to do it again. Thank you for joining us once again on the program.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. I certainly did appreciate it. And, you know, hope we get some people. I would love young people to get a look at this Illuminations book. I think, you know, it would inspire them to get involved and look forward to getting a job in the field.
Well,
because there's a certainly, as far as I know, there is a calling for these photographers to, you know, use their imagination and produce images for the advertising field.
I know that's a passion of yours to reach out to the young people and show them what's available in the field of photography. And that story comes across in Illuminations. Our guest on the program has been Raymond J. Klein. All of the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.